This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson, representing his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees, and it's that expertise we want to draw on for the next few minutes as we get the Congressman's thoughts on the latest unrest in Egypt as well as other parts of the Middle East. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's an honor to be with you, and again, I appreciate so much your reviewing the issues for the American people.
Well, there's certainly a lot going on. Let's focus in Egypt. First of all, there's a lot of different ideas about what's best for the United States, what's best for Israel, and ultimately what's best for Egypt. What's your sense of what you hope to see happen here as events unfold?
Well, my hope truly is for truly a democratic evolution in the country of Egypt. I'm very concerned, though, that we've seen such as in Iran, where you had an authoritarian leader, the Shah of Iran, who was replaced by truly totalitarian theocrats. We need to be ever vigilant that with whatever shortcomings President Mubarak has, there are other interests out there which are very dangerous for the people of Egypt and very dangerous for the United States.
And you're referring, obviously, to the Muslim Brotherhood and some other extremist forces. What role can the United States play in trying to prevent that from happening, if any?
It's really up to the people of Egypt, but we should be indicating our support of truly democratic forces. Egypt is a very important country, and it's very, obviously, strategically located with the control of the Suez Canal. If this came under the control of extremists, we know that working with Iran, working ultimately, sadly, with al-Qaeda, the consequence to the American people could be devastating.
What's your sense of Mohammed al-Baradei? Obviously, you and your colleagues on the Republican side have had issues with the way the U.N. has handled a lot of things, in some cases even the IAEA, which Mr. al-Baradei used to lead. Obviously, I'm guessing you would prefer him to the Muslim Brotherhood, but what type of leadership do you think he would provide?
Well, I'm concerned as we look into his background. Obviously, he was the person who did not notice and even reported that the development of nuclear power capability, really ability to create nuclear weapons in Iran, he somehow came to the bizarre and startling conclusion that this was simply for civilian, peaceful nuclear reasons, and that just is absurd. I would see him as a person who simply cannot be trusted.
You mentioned before, Congressman, that the evolution of democracy is what you hope to see in Egypt. That sounds pretty close to what the President and the Secretary of State have been saying. They want to see basically an ordered transition, not to leave a void. What's your sense on how the administration has handled this to this point, and what else should they or should they not have said?
Well, sadly, I think the whole stage for what's going on, which is a level of weakness, of non-support of our allies, this to me, reminds me of Jimmy Carter and what he did by not standing with the Shah. A better example would be, as hopefully is occurring in Jordan, and that is we stand with the king as he promotes a democratization, but at the same time, we have the maintenance of a secular government, one that respects the religious rights of the people in that country. But I believe that, sadly, our current president indicating weakness and withdrawal is creating a power vacuum. Already, the achievement of a democratic government in Lebanon is now at risk, with Hezbollah possibly controlling the government. These are the same people who would fire random rockets into Israel. And obviously, the first country that could be most catastrophically affected would be Israel, the people of Israel. But there's no question that the ultimate target, as they call Israel as the little Satan, the great Satan, is the United States. And it's the people of the United States, the actual elimination of the people of our country, due to our existence, not due to any act, I believe, by any American averse to the people of that region.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And Congressman, you mentioned that you believe this administration conveys a sense of weakness and radical elements and some others seize on that. What would you have liked to have seen them done differently, either in the lead up to this current crisis in Egypt or just in general?
I wish that we had been very bold to encourage the young people of Iran for a change in regime in Tehran. we truly, as the people of Iran, in a vast majority, do favor a democracy. In polling, a vast majority have a deep affection for the United States, of all things. We're talking, when we talk about Iran, we're talking about the great and ancient civilization of Persia. So these are people who have a long history of what should be positive, but sadly it's been taken over by religious extremists who are facilitating terrorists all over the world, arming our enemies and the enemies of the people of Iraq, and providing munitions in Afghanistan. It was Iran that provided the munitions that killed our Marines in Beirut. Over and over again, we can see examples of where Iran is playing a role working with North Korea for the development of missile capability and nuclear capability for both of those countries.
Congressman, you mentioned Jordan a moment ago and that the U.S. posture is more favorable towards that government than the Mubarak regime in Egypt. We're seeing just in the last hours and days here that there's also been some major government shakeups there, with the king responding to protesters and their demands, prime minister, deputy prime minister out. Do you fear that King Abdullah's hold on power is in danger as well?
It's the entire region where you have secular governments, including the one in Turkey, which is at risk of extremists by one way or another assuming influence and control of the country. And these extremists are absolutely murderous, Greg, and sadly they believe that the way to promote their religion is to kill anyone and everyone who does not agree with them.
Just before we let you go here, sir, if in fact these elements are successful in any of these countries, but certainly if they're successful in Egypt, Jordan, and Turkey, how radically different is the region, not only for us, but for Israel?
For Israel, it will put the country at great risk. And then when you mention Turkey, of course, we're talking about a NATO country.
Right.
A country that has been a great ally of the United States for nearly 100 years, and we've actually fought side by side in the Korean War. In every conflict, Turkey has been a great ally of the United States, so that would be a loss that would be unimaginable, but it can occur. And that's why we need to be encouraging people in those countries who are secular, who truly are democratic, who do understand how diversity is actually positive. And but we have an extremist element which puts at risk, and there's another country that we should always mention, and that is Saudi Arabia itself. Osama bin Laden, his first target was not the United States. It was the royal family of Saudi Arabia. And so over and over again, we can see a potential of these Islamic extremists and terrorists with the capability to remove governments throughout the region. And then, of course, their ultimate target is the people of the United States.
Congressman, a lot to keep track of, and we'll certainly be checking back in as all of this unfolds. Thank you very much, sir, for your time, as always.
Well, Greg, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing these issues to the American people.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the House Armed Services and House Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.